You're listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast, talking with James Whistler. Let's talk about the top five things every homeowner should do to keep their heating and cooling working.
The first and most easiest and probably most common is to make sure that your filter is changed. Whenever you have a clogged filter, it's going to starve that system for air and it's not going to work very properly. And it can cause a lot of really bad situations to happen, even potential breakdown of the unit if you have a clogged filter. So one of the ways to think about that is, you know, we see filters get clogged a lot quicker in environments that have pets. So if you have pets in your home, you need to really be conscious about that. And if you have a filter that is in a area of the home or a return that's in the area of the home that's really dusty, for instance, a basement or, you know, a garage or something like that, you need to change that probably more frequently just because of the dust level there. The other thing is outside, your outdoor unit generally is right up against the house in a mulch bed. Sometimes they have plants around them or different things. You need to keep that area free of any type of debris. If you don't have mulch or anything protecting from mud bouncing up on the outdoor unit, that can cause system performance issues. So just keeping the mulch from piling up against the unit, taking a water hose and spraying off something if you know it does get mud on it, or protecting that mud from splashing up on it, can be super easy. The next thing is just cleaning. And so, you know, keeping your home, there's a lot of particles in your home. Keeping, you know, dust picked up and thrown away and pet dander and lint from laundry areas, trying to keep all that stuff thrown away and clean can really help out, you know, the filters and the air quality in the home.
So if I can keep it in a vacuum cleaner bag, it's not going to make its way to my furnace filter.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then maintenance, you should always maintain your system. There are some parts that need to be cleaned that it can't be done by a homeowner, you know, internally to the indoor unit, internally to the outdoor unit. So it would be always wise to have a maintenance plan on your HVAC. And then probably one of the most practical things is when it's mild, when it's 70 degrees outside, a lot of times people go, well, my HVAC is working fine. It takes a very well-tuned system to be able to cool the space when it's 90 degrees outside or when it's 20 degrees outside. It takes a well-tuned system to be able to heat the space when it's that cold. And so do not procrastinate until the 90 degree days or the 20 degree days. That is when the demand is the highest, and the best time to take care of any known issues is maybe when it is mild outside. Go ahead and get that whenever the demand is low, and it'll be a lot less stressful of a situation when your home's not extremely hot or extremely cold.
You know, I think back over the years, and there have been times where you think, oh, you know what? I'm not sure that system's working quite the way it should. And you're talking about that. Like, it may not be a super hot day or a super cold day, but you get that little intuitive sense that things aren't quite right. That's when it's time to call, right?
Absolutely. Do not procrastinate, because it'll sure break down on those extremely hot or extremely cold days.
And that's when you're the busiest.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Thank you, James Whistler, owner of Whistler Plumbing and Air. And you can reach Whistler at 540-483-9382.